The ski mountains are open and Aspen is emerging from the off-season. Looking ahead to a strange winter in a tourist town, the Aspen Chamber Resort Association can look back on the summer to set expectations for businesses in the coming months. Alex Hager spoke with Chamber President Debbie Braun about how things went and where they're going.
What is the state of the Aspen tourism economy right now? How are things going?
Well, I think it's hanging right now in a balance, to be honest with you. I think our winter or summer season was better than expected, but there are certainly concerns about what winter looks like now that we are Orange Plus on the dial.
And looking back at the summer, now that we've had a little bit of time to get some retrospect and some context on things, how did that season go for Aspen businesses?
Well, the hotel occupancy, while better than expected, was still off of 2019 for June by 63%, 27% in August, and it was still down 20% in August. I also like to note that the August occupancy was also affected by the Glenwood Springs wildfires and some of the road closures. People may be surprised to hear that hotel occupancy was down when town felt so busy, but we do know that real estate activities, both from that rental and the purchase, really contributed to the fact that restaurants and retailers did better than expected. Year-to-date revenues for the sales tax are down just about 7.2% off of last year through September. And some locations are even reporting business was on par or close to the 2019 numbers.
And when people got here, obviously the pandemic made a whole lot of things different, but did it make people spend their money differently at all?
Yes, typically we have visitors engaging in special events. So certainly that spend and that ancillary spend associated with those events really didn't exist this year. Also, guided activities like rafting would typically see more turnover from groups. And since people were staying for longer periods of time, the community did well, but we just didn't see that same volume. In general, anything associated with outdoor activities and recreation did really good this summer. From anywhere from bikes to coolers, those industries have done well in the pandemic.
What are the biggest things on the minds of the local businesses here as they're thinking about how they're gonna make money in what is shaping up to be a very odd winter?
I think there's a lot on the minds of businesses right now. Certainly staying open is very, very important, and that does come from our tourist base. I think what's also on their minds are keeping their frontline employees safe. So there are many levels to not only just bringing the business into your establishment, but you have a responsibility for your employees. Certainly with RAFTA at the 50% capacity, getting people in and out of our community is a challenge for employers. Making sure that we have enough guests coming into the shops, very important to our employers.
I think if you read the comment section in the paper right now, you'd see a lot of concern from people saying, well, if we want to keep this place safe, why do we keep shipping in all these tourists? Have you heard from people in the business community in Aspen that, you know, understandably bringing tourists here is not an inherently safe thing to do, but it is necessary because that is how people are going to make their money and sustain the livelihoods of people who live here?
Well, first of all, I want to give everybody a break in the comment section, because what you're seeing there is the fatigue, that COVID fatigue that's alive and well of our community wanting to get out, wanting to move around, yet there are tourists coming into town. I think Jimmy said it best at the public health meeting. If we shut down the restaurants, we're actually hundreds of people are losing their jobs. And this then becomes a mental health crisis along with an economic crisis. They really go hand in hand. So yes, if we were not to ship in the tourists and shut everything down, we would not have any restaurants. So the local wouldn't get to go to their favorite restaurant anymore because it might be out of business.